We've seen a lot of images from Iraq and from Afghanistan over the past decade. Many of them, no doubt, were taken by professional news photographers, but a good number were actually taken by the military. All four branches of the U.S. military train a special force of soldiers that carry not just guns into battle, but cameras. Combat cameramen and women document everything from battles to the daily life of the soldier. Correspondent Jake Warga recently joined a combat camera group outside of San Diego to witness their desert training.
Real borderline on the exposure here. It's almost overblown. We still have some detail. I'd say be careful.
My name is MCC, that's Mass Communication Specialist Chief Joseph Kane, and I am the photojournalism chief for Combat Camera Pacific.
Kane is reviewing images his soldiers brought back from a training mission earlier in the day.
We missed the exposure, and when you've blown details out, you're not going to get those back.
A major component in current conflicts is the war over information, and combat cameramen are on the front lines. They document battles for the historical archives, every image going into the Pentagon's library.
The bulk of our imagery doesn't get seen until maybe 50 years when it's all declassified or whatever.
But they also shoot for field strategy review and press releases. Some photos even end up on Facebook to keep family and friends back home up to date. The military learned early on the power of the photo, that the camera can be a weapon.
The Vietnam thing and how a piece of information or some imagery can turn the public sentiment. So it is an information war. I think the leaders understand that now, which is why this unit has so many missions now that we're basically, you know, every 6 months we're turning around going back out the door.
What's your primary mission? Somebody just tell me. Bring back the imagery. Your primary mission is to bring back that imagery. They only hire us to go on these jobs because we know how to use a camera, not because we're good at weapons. The weapons just enable us to be there and to integrate, okay?
Go! Hey, give me a thumbs up. You guys good to go? Thumbs up.
But they are good at weapons, very good, and much of their training involves taking turns between weapons proficiency and photographing. In this exercise, soldiers shoot at targets inside a mock village with both their rifles and their Nikons, and we're all wearing earplugs. The cardboard image of a gun-pointing terrorist hiding in one room did not survive the mock raid.
I've been deployed to Iraq twice. There are some disturbing images, but I don't know that I necessarily don't want to remember them. I could do without the, you know, some of the bloody, gory things, you know, that come back sort of maybe where something happened. I don't try to recall those very much, even though some of them do stick there. Whether it's our guys or their guys, to see human beings, human bodies, is always difficult. How do I live with the fact that I'm out there taking pictures? And this is what I'm risking my life for, essentially, right? What is the importance of me being there? I think everybody probably agrees that, you know, we don't want war. But it keeps happening. And as long as it keeps happening, it's important that we have people who are going to document that. There's certainly no magic button that I have access to that could stop the cycle.
That was photojournalism chief Joseph Kane speaking with Jake Warga.